The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, it's Eves. Just wanted to let you know that you'll be hearing an episode from me and an episode from Tracy V. Wilson today. Hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome to This Day in History class from HowStuffWorks.com and from the desk of Stuff You Missed in History class. It's the show where we explore the past one day at a time with a quick look at what happened today in history. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Tracy V. Wilson and it's September 16th. On this day in 1810, parish priest Miguel Hidalgo y Castilla issued the Grito de Dolores, launching the Mexican War of Independence. This is named for the parish of Dolores, that was Hidalgo's parish, now known as Dolores Hidalgo, the cradle of national independence. Mexico had been Spanish territory for hundreds of years, along with pretty much all of the rest of Central and South America. And in the early 19th century, these Spanish colonies all over that part of the world were fighting for their independence. A big factor in these uprisings was Napoleon's occupation of Spain. Napoleon had forced Spain's King Ferdinand VII to abdicate and had placed his brother on the Spanish throne. This amplified ongoing discontent with Spanish rule, including opposition to very heavy taxation and the erosion of civil rights. 57-year-old Miguel Hidalgo y Castilla had been part of a plot to resist the Spanish government in Mexico, and that was supposed to lead to an uprising in December of 1810. But the plot was discovered. Hidalgo was advised to flee, but instead he took his cause to the pulpit. He had the bell ringer summon the people to the courtyard before the church, and he issued a speech that is known today as the Grito de Dolores, or El Grito, the Cry of Dolores. The actual text of it has been lost, but we know that he called for the end of Spanish rule in Mexico, and he was addressing as many as 800 people in this call for an uprising against Spain and against the Spanish monarchy. This was the start of a war for independence that lasted for almost 11 years, and this whole war for independence was somewhat controversial in the Mexican state of Guanajuato, which is where Dolores is located. A Spanish-owned silver mine there was a huge source of wealth, so a lot of people were really loyal to Spain. Some of the early battles in this war were also gruesome. Hidalgo's force swelled to nearly 80,000 and made it almost to Mexico City in November of 1810. But rather than pressing ahead to capture Mexico City, Hidalgo retreated for reasons that are not clear. He was captured and executed on July 31st of 1811, and he was then decapitated His head was put on display at a government building in Guanajuato. But the Mexican War for Independence continued on, and Spain finally accepted Mexican independence on August 24th of 1821 with the Treaty of Cordoba. Today, September 16th is observed as Mexican Independence Day, and that's a tradition that dates back to 1812. It was established while the War for Independence was still ongoing. And in Dolores today, there is a museum called Casa de Cura Hidalgo, or Hidalgo's House. And there are at least two other museums connected to the Mexican War of Independence in Dolores as well. Thanks so much to Christopher Hasiotis for his research work on today's episode and to Tari Harrison for her audio work on this podcast. You can subscribe to This Day in History class on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you get your podcasts. And you can tune in tomorrow for A Step Toward Peace.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day, whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade. At The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Hi again. Welcome to This Day in History class, where history waits for no one. The day was September 16th, 1979. 8 people escaped communist East Germany by floating over border fences to West Germany in a homemade hot air balloon. The German Federal Republic, better known as West Germany, was created in 1949 when the zones that were controlled by America, Britain, and France merged. The Soviets then created East Germany, also known as the German Democratic Republic, from their zone of occupation. Though Berlin, the former German capital, was situated within the Soviet zone, the city was divided into West Berlin and East Berlin. East Germany built the Berlin Wall in 1961 to cut off the Allied-occupied West Berlin from East Berlin and surrounding East Germany. Many people attempted to escape East Germany for West Germany, motivated by troublesome political events in East Germany and better living conditions in West Germany. But East Germany punished and demeaned people who tried to flee the state. The border was hundreds of miles long and made of metal fences with barbed wire, watched by East German soldiers in watchtowers with searchlights and sirens. Fleeing was punishable with fines and imprisonment, and many people who tried to make it over the border were killed by landmines and guards. Still, refugees attempted to flee using a variety of tactics. Mechanic Peter Strelzik and his friend bricklayer Gunter Betzel were eager to leave oppressive East Germany. So they got the idea to escape with their families in a hot air balloon after watching a television show on the history of ballooning. They studied how to make a balloon and realized that to carry 8 passengers, plus the weight of equipment and materials, they would need a balloon that could hold 99,000 cubic feet of air. They bought rolls of material and bedsheets from shops around East Germany, and their wives stitched them together to make the balloon. The burner was made out of propane bottles and a stovepipe. The cast iron platform had posts on the corners for handholds and rope anchors, and the guardrail was a clothesline. The whole time they were building the balloon, they were still going to work. Their first few tests of their balloon were unsuccessful, and they experimented with different materials to improve the balloon's construction. On the night of July 3, 1979, the Strelzik family went to a meadow about 25 miles from the border and attempted to make the trip to West Germany. The Wetzels had backed out, afraid the plan was too risky. Unfortunately, the balloon dropped to the ground due to water vapor that added weight to the balloon, and the family did not make it across the border. They abandoned the balloon and went back home. Fearing the East German authorities would be on their trail soon, the Strelziks decided to build a new, larger balloon. On September 16, 1979, both families went to the launch site and took a 28-minute hot air balloon trip across the border into West Germany. People who lived in Nyla, the Bavarian town near where the hot air balloon landed, offered the families food, money, clothes, housing, and jobs. The Strelziks later moved to Switzerland, then back to Germany after German reunification in 1990. The story of the balloon escape has been told in a book and movies. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If there's something that I missed in an episode, you can share it with everybody else on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at TDIHCpodcast. Thanks for joining me on this trip through history. See you here, same place tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.